Blog Talk Radio.
Ho! Brothers and sisters.
Today, because in actuality, we're normally on Tuesday. So this is a special edition, an episode we wanted to make sure we get in before the holidays. You know, the holidays are upon us, and we do pray that you have an awesome Thanksgiving, a day of giving, a holiday of receiving and return as well. So God can continue to bless us. We continue to turn our life over to Him. So we want to make sure Marvelous Monday was an awesome opportunity for you to hear some of the Smith Way production and just our show that we make sure we're doing this week. This is the only show we're going to be doing this week. So the rest of the week, we're giving our team an opportunity to spend time with their family so they can enjoy the day of Thanksgiving or the weekend of Thanksgiving. But tonight we got an outstanding show. Now, the call-in number for the show is 347-857-4192. The web link, if you want to go to the internet and listen to the show, is www.blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Way Production. If you also want to tweet the show, you have a great opportunity to tweet the show that @LorenzaDSmith15, @CoachDrLorenzaDSmith15, or @TheDrLowShow with the number one, @DrLorenzaSmith with number one. So you have a great opportunity. For the people on Blog Talk Radio, we're also being broadcast on Facebook. And you can go to Facebook. That'll be facebook.com/DR, which is Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith. So you can check us out on that. If you want to come back later on and check out our on-demand episodes, you have several opportunities through Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google Plus. You have several opportunities. Now, let me remind everybody, we're broadcasting 16 countries. So we are so excited by having the opportunity to be able to be broadcast. So being in an opportunity to be international, a lot of individuals have a chance to check out our show and respond. I get response when I go and check my data, my stats. I can see where we are, what countries we are. We are so happy to have this opportunity. It's a blessing. This vision came to me 2017, August the 27th. So we've been in this in 2 years and a couple of months. So we're so glad to have an opportunity to do this. So it's good to be here. We got an outstanding show tonight. We have a special guest, and we want you to be able to check this guest out. She's going to be talking about one of her books. She has 11, but one of them she's going to talk about it, because remember, this is Dr. Low Show, the real relationship show without filter. I am the guru, and I'm so proud to have the opportunity to come before you. So we're going to bring you this author who's so special to me, because she's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Give her a shout out, as well as all the ladies all over the world, that she's willing to take what they said service to humanity by providing a book or 11 books to our public, so they can kind of read exactly through, whether it's poetry or just fiction or nonfiction. Whatever she's doing is positive, and we want to make sure she comes before you and share her thoughts tonight. All right, before we move in, Father, we want to make sure that if you want to call in and maybe ask a question or find out more information, because we want to make sure we give you all the information, but it might be something that's burning in your desire, in your heart, that you want to hear and you want to ask that question, you can. And we'll make sure that what you have to do is press 1 on your cell or telephone number. I will identify you with the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number, then actually give us your name, your location, and ask your question, offer your comments, as well as your expertise. So we want to have an awesome time tonight. I see the board is beginning to fill up on Facebook. We want more people to come on, join us, because we want to hear this outstanding young lady who's offering something to humanity, offering an opportunity where, you know, we can hear about love. Nicole Sharon Brown is a mother of 2 beautiful children. She's a teacher. She's a graduate student and the author of 11 books. Particularly one book she wants to share with us, she's going to chat about tonight, is Who Do You Love? Who do you love? Ask yourself that question. And that's what the Dr. Low Show is all about. We throw questions at you and ask you. Now, through her poetry, through her just from my inner part, she's going to share with you. She's going to share about through a journal about things dealing with who do you love. So without further ado, we're going to ask her to come, because her book focuses on unconditional love. You know, it's absolute for individuals in relationships, non-relationship lovers. Now we have Nicole Sharon Brown. How you doing, Nicole?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm awesome. I tell you, and I'm so glad to have you before us and the listeners, because you're bringing something to them. And the thing about it, sometimes we have to make sure we get it out, and we want to be a part of that vehicle, and that's what this is all about, a vessel to get the word out, a vessel to market what you're doing. What we want you to do is just kind of take an opportunity and share some things about yourself before we get into asking you why did you decide to write this in the 11 other books you have, and how other individuals can learn the way to do it, how to publish a book or publish your writing. But we first want to start out with you giving us a little background, a brief background about yourself.
I'm Nicole Sharon Brown, and I'm from Monroe, Louisiana. I was born and raised in Monroe, Louisiana. I'm the youngest of seven children. I'm a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority. I have a bachelor's degree in chemistry education from the University of Louisiana at Monroe, and I also have a master's degree in reading education from Alcorn State University, and I'm working on an EDS degree from the Delta State University in Cleveland, Mississippi. I just moved back to Monroe, Louisiana after living in Vicksburg, Mississippi for 7 years. I've taught there for 7 years as a music teacher, and I'm also certified to teach chemistry, physics, general science, music, and reading. I'm a mother of two children. I have a 13-year-old named Alexandra and a 2-year-old named Alan, and I love spending time with my family, writing, reading, and shopping, and I love to sing as well.
Nicole, that's awesome. I tell you, as you hear, she has a lot out on her plate, but she's working through it, and we want to make sure as we bring her in the fold, meaning bring her here with part of the Smithway production, she have an opportunity to use those skills and grow, because it takes a lot. And we're so proud to have this opportunity to have you on the show, Nicole. Now, as I said, I wanted to, I appreciate that brief background, because you share some good knowledge in regards to individuals understanding exactly who you are. We're going to start off asking you, why did you start writing books that related to poetry and creating journals regarding love and other things? We just want to kind of know how you got started with that.
I got started as a student in high school, as getting introduced to poetry in the classroom. We had to make up our own poems sometimes, and we also, in creative writing, we also memorized some poems. And one of my favorite poems that I had to memorize, I don't know it by heart now, but I knew it by heart back then, is "Nothing Goes Stay" by Robert Frost. And one time I was going in college, I went through a rough time in a relationship, and I needed to express myself, and I started writing, and I ended up having like over 100 poems and short stories combined within 2 weeks. So it helped me to express myself, and every day since then, I journal at least 6 pages a day, to talk about what happened or to reflect on what happened that day or something that stuck out in nature that I enjoyed. Anything that occurred, I journal about it.
Go ahead on.
Writing poetry is similar to writing songs, so a lot of music inspires me as well.
And that's what we're talking about. See, just basically, giving information out, because you may have an interest yourself you might want to just start, like she said, she just started back in high school, even before then, she has a thought, and she was able to compose some things. And now she moved toward, like you said, making sure she has like at least 6 interests a day. And that's how we have to do. Once we have a focus and have a purpose, we have to move forth and then find a way that works for you. And Nicole's sharing what she did, because that was one of the questions coming up. You know, what's your research? How do you go about doing it? And she's just saying when the thought hit her and she's feeling good and she's able to write it down, but she make a point to put time aside to write down in her journal. However, I always tell people, because a lot of time I serve as a ghostwriter with a lot of people, and I tell them, you have to be able to, when a thought hits you, it could be in the middle of the night, wake up, you got a pad, write it down, because if you rely on trying to remember tomorrow, it could be a challenge for you. So Nicole is doing something awesome, and that's why she's able to compose and put her books and have her books available for you. So that's why when we get through, she's going to share. I want to make sure she share at the end all of the books she have available, and along with the cost and how they could connect with, how you can connect with her, so you can make sure you purchase one of her books. Because I'm challenging each and every one of you all that's in listening land to make sure you do that. Because once we finish this show, we want to make sure you purchase a book from her, and make sure we're going to work toward her success and continued success. We all have challenging times, so we want to make sure we're there in this. This is the season now. This is the season of giving. So that's the way we want you to make sure you play a part in Radio Land. All right, Nicole, let's kind of move forth and let's talk about your book, specific book we're going to talk about tonight, which is Who Do You Love? I was looking through your book, and if you allow me this opportunity, because I know you have several things, because I looked at it, and actually printed it up, because you just emailed it to me, just to make sure I have it so I could read it, and because I'm one of those individuals, have to be able to see things. I don't do well looking at these screens, because these screens wear your eyes out. So I like to have hard copies. And one particular one I pulled up, and I just want to read it, and you can come back and comment on it, because it's related to the title. It said, Who Do You Love? And this is one of them in her entries in one of her poetry journal. Who do you love? Are you for sure? Is your love watered down? Or is your love pure? I know who I love. It's aware all around. Now, Nicole, I just took that first stanza of that, and now we can go into your book, Who Do You Love? You have an opportunity to take as much time and share as much as you can about your book so we can have it and make it available to all of these listeners that's listening to it. Nicole, Who Do You Love? Why don't you write that book and share some thoughts in regards to that? And the number of pages and the number of chapters in there, number of listings you have in there.
My book is about unexpected love and unconditional love. I came up with a story based on life experiences with love that came both unexpectedly, and throughout the duration of it, it was unconditional. The book has 94 pages of pure poetry. I got inspired to write it by dealing with listening to other people talk about love and my own experiences with love. And one particular experience where a person fell in love with somebody that was a stranger, and they fell in love unexpectedly, and a lot of things transpired in the relationship that was good and bad, and they both had to deal with that and deal with each other as well, and deal with other factors that were trying to block their love. Overall, it has ups and downs, ins and outs, proud moments, sad moments, funny moments, spiritual moments, it's something that everyone can relate to that has been in love. It's a book that you'll really enjoy reading. It has 2 5-star reviews from two reviewers, all from reviewers from all over the world, and it's on sale for $15 on my website, AuthorNicoleSBrown.YolaSite.com, but it's also on many websites all over the world. So if you type in "Who Do You Love" by Nicole S. Brown, you should be able to find it.
That's awesome, Nicole. I tell you, and you have the same opportunity now. If you have any questions, even any comments, you can call in. The call in number is 347-857-4192. But make sure you're listening. We'll give that information how you can purchase the book, how you can, in the process of going through it. Again, at the end of the show, so make sure when you're tuning in, you're able to write it down, and that way you can purchase one of the books from Nicole. Again, that's 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I identify you with the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number and ask you. You give us your name, location, as well as your comments, question, and expertise. All right, Nicole, as I pulled out one section, I didn't read the complete stanza, but I wanted to make sure, you know, I could share that with you. Now, within those 94 pages, how many of those pages are in actuality individual stance in within your journey? Each poetry stance meaning individual instead of just like stories. Exactly. Can you share with so those listeners know exactly when they get the book what they'll be reading?
If I'm understanding you right, they came chronologically. I wrote them chronologically, but then I placed them in order by topic, particular topic. And the first one, "Who Do You Love," is the title poem, and it basically starts off with the happy times of love, and then some of the funnier times, and then some sadder times where you regret being with a person, and toward the end is like a epiphany where the two people get back together and they form a conclusion that they really did need to be together.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Nicole, let me ask you just something in regards to but those individuals who might be interested in writing poetry in a journal similar to what you're doing, or just writing poetry, putting it in a journal anyway. How hard was, what was the hardest part of writing this journal? Writing this book. What was the hardest part?
The hardest part for me is that I got inspired a lot in the middle of the night or in the middle of work or just in the middle of doing stuff that I was in my normal day that couldn't go interrupted, but I had to stop doing what I was doing at that particular time or remember what I had thought about later on that day because I couldn't stop doing it for work. But remember what I thought about during that day to write down what my thoughts so it could be a full therapeutic experience and also for the reader to really understand what was going on.
Awesome, awesome, I tell you. So let's make sure you keep in mind this is an opportunity for you to kind of get some reading, get a book so you can read during the holidays. You know, if you when you make contact based on the information of contacting Nicole, you can order that and she'll set all the rest of that part and once you make connection with her. But you can have this if you, you know, for the Christmas holiday. It could be a gift that you give to your family and your friends because it offers some great readings. Like, you know, it's just not one. Some people are stuck on a couple chapters in a book. It has different poetry. And I'm looking at the information in regards to it and how it's set up on the page number. You're talking about almost up to about, you know, right at about 80-something plus. Almost, it's 94 pages, but it's like 80-something plus poetry entries in there. And that's awesome right there. And I want you to be a part of it. You can be a part of it now by giving us a shout, calling in. If you got any questions for Nicole, that's 347-857-4192. Press 1. And I will identify you with the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I will definitely ask you to give your name, your location, and exactly what you have to say. Tell us, because we want to hear what you have to say. Nicole, in looking at one particular entry you had in there, was actually on page 22, and it said, what love got to do with it? And can you just kind of share some thoughts in regards to that one right there? What love got to do with it? Some people might not understand that. I want you to share your thoughts, because that's what this is all about. It's a relationship show, and we talk about a lot of instances that involve love, dating, and relationships. So the title is What's Love Got to Do With It? Can you share some thoughts on that?
Yes. When I was writing this, I was listening to the Tina Turner song, but I dug out of it my own personal thoughts of what was going on in the situation. And I was talking about money and how this person was the two people was involved. One of them, the man didn't have a job and he kept the woman's car out all night long. And he accused her of being childish because she kept nitpicking about him not having a job, but she was going through a rough time and she was helping him out, and he wasn't trying to hear the fact that he needed to help out. And he was saying that he was in love with her, but she was like, well, love got to do with it. Love don't pay the bills. So that's basically what this poem is all about.
That's awesome. You know, like I say, if you heard the song and people don't know about what love got to do with it, you ask that question sometime, and Nicole has shared it. You can check it out by reading the poem dealing with one of her entries in, which is What Love Got to Do With. All right, Nicole, we got we want to ask this particular question. Individuals are listening, but they're also texting and tweeting me as well. So I'm doing a couple of things, so I'm going to try to read off their tweet, read off what they're texting me, okay? And one question they had actually was a question that I have when I normally do a pre-question type thing that I sent to you. What advice would you give to aspiring writers? What advice can you give to young people who want to start writing? And because you got 11 books and they want to know, you know, what advice can you give them so they can get started maybe with their first book? If not, even if they had a snag in their time, they didn't want to pick it back up. What can you give to inspire them?
First of all, I would say, hold on to your dreams. Try as much as possible to get involved with people who have already done what you're about to do. Try to talk to them for guidance. And don't get all tied up into get literary agents and stuff, be careful about who you share your work with, because sometimes people might want to do things to your work that is not feasible. Never give up. Write as much as you can in a day. And never expect everyone to be positive about what you're doing, because some people feel like having a 9-to-5 is the only thing that a person I have for that a lot. Stay away from naysayers. Let them be your stepping stone and do what you want to do with your life.
That's awesome. That's awesome, Nicole. That's some great advice, because a lot of times it's simply no matter what we do in life, having the advice to just don't give up. And matter of fact, I want to relate a story today. I'm an adjunct professor at a university, and I have students that's out in the field. And I went out today, and I was the cooperating teacher of this student intern asked me to speak to three other students who were struggling. And I use that slogan, just simply one young man had on a shirt called Just Do It. And we know that it's a Nike swoosh and that slogan. But another one, we just don't give up. You know, don't give up, no matter how challenging the time comes. And that's how it is in a relationship. You can't give up. You have to continue to grind and grind. If you're not doing something, find out what you're not doing. Communication is so important. So that's why we're here tonight communicating just about who do you love. We know the opportunity, you know, to love and know how to love. And Nicole has shared it in all of her entries in her poetry journal, in her book, and she shared it. Her other books do the same. And she touched on other topics. I'm going to allow her in a minute or two to talk about a couple of those other topics in our other 11 books, because I want her to share those books, share the title of them, so you'll know when you're looking for or making a request to her, you can make sure you request a book that may have your interest and you want to check it out. All right, again, the call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1 to identify the last four digit of your cell or telephone number and ask you, tell us your name, location, and what's your comments or questions you'll have for our guest that's on the show. All right, Nicole, we're going to ask a couple more questions, and after that I'm going to give you a free reign to just talk about all of your books and what you're aspiring to do even from this point on, as well as what events you may have coming up in the future to help promote your books and do that. But first, this question in regards to you being an author, do you have a favorite author or favorite book? Do you have a favorite author or favorite book?
I have several books that I like. I like the Bible. And I like Their Eyes Were Watching God by Sarah Zora Neale Hurston, and My Husband's Girlfriend by Sidney Rex, and Maintenance Man by Michael Baisden.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Yeah, I heard of the one with Michael Baisden. You know, that's all right. All right. That's all right. Those are her favorite books and authors who's doing some things out there. Okay, Nicole, I want you to take this opportunity to just share your titles of your 11 books and anything you want to add that will help get those titles and those books out there, and share your upcoming events, and then we'll talk about how to connect with you so we can make sure, you know, we give our greatest effort to support you. Like I said, if you want to be a part of it, you can call in 347-857-4192. Or if you're on Facebook, you have any comments, you type them in and I will read your comments. We have several people that's joining us on Facebook. So we want to make sure if they have any comments. And besides, I do appreciate good evening. How you doing? Awesome. good to have you on Facebook, but we do want you to share any other comments. If not, you can call in and be a part of. Now, Nicole, you have an opportunity, and like I said, you have about 10 or 15 minutes. You want to just talk about those 11 books with the titles and the course and what they're touching on, each and every one of them.
Okay. I have another book that's set in the holiday season. It's titled Life Support. It's poetry from street life to abundant life. It's $12 on my website and on Amazon.com. And it's about, I'll just read the description.
Okay.
This is a poetry journal depicting a thug, Donnie Stacks, traveling from wrong to right. Donnie Stacks is recovered from death and a lifelong walk of pursuing false wealth. The stealth is lost from Satan and gets taken over by the power of God. A nice young lady warns Donnie repeatedly of his demise. Visions are seen over and over again that Donnie will get beaten to death by so-called friends. As a result, Donnie rejects what the young lady sees while he's still being used by the power of the enemy. Donnie finally sees what she was telling him was the truth when it's too late and powerful punches is on his plate. Donnie receives days in the hospital, dying while his family is crying and calling out to the lady who keeps responding that Donnie is okay and that God has to fix him that way. After many days of family calling her to see about Donnie, she reports to the hospital to see this prophecy fulfilled. Then many believe that true life comes from God. True life support comes from God and God only, and Donnie's life and God is real, and that the other life was phony.
Oh.
And it's a hybrid of prose and poetry. It has some paragraphs and then some poetry in it. It's on sale for $12, and it's gotten a couple of 5-star ratings, too.
Oh, that's awesome. We want to make sure you get that book. Like I said, we're going to post it again, and I've been running it. But I'm going to do all of them on my Facebook page, my Twitter account, Instagram, Tomlin. I have everything. So I'm going to make sure I get it out so we can have it available. We're going to make our commitment to Nicole to make sure we get books from her so we'll have the books available on each of our shows that we have. So we want to be a part of the success that she's having, but even more success, because that's what the Smith Way Productions is all about. We're a vessel that God allowed us to be able to be here, be available. So we do really, really appreciate our listeners to make sure you make contact. But again, she's going to give all the information at the end of the show so you can have it, so you can contact her personally, but we're going to make sure we play our part on this end. All right, Nicole, let me ask you a question in regards to any events in the future regarding maybe book signings. Some people have these various type of events when they bring their books in. They're always not a book signing, but they have it and they just make it available. What events you got planned in the future in regards to making sure you get your books out to those individuals that's available in the community?
Well, I have planned at the River Market in Monroe, Louisiana, a sale, and it's for local authors, and it's going to be in January. I believe the second weekend in January, and I'm going to be selling outside during that time, and I'm also going to be featured in a magazine called Conversation in December.
Awesome. Wow. That is super, Nicole. I tell you, magazine, December, you're going to be featured. And I'm, while you're talking, I'm writing it down. So just bear with me as well. Because I won't make, make sure you have, but we will be communicating. You can give it in. Again, I'm going to post it on each of those social media that's available to those individuals that's following me on Facebook, my Facebook friend, family. We'll make sure that happens. All right, Nicole, this is we're getting to the point that we want to wrap it up. Now, I know you shared in your some things in your book on who do you love. Out of all those entries you put in, poetry entry, what one that really, really you feel, I know all of them you do because you wrote them, that one that grabs you would grab any other reader, and you can just take that specific one and just talk about that specific one that grabs you and you think this is a must-read situation?
Well, my favorite, I memorized it, my favorite piece in this book is called Ghetto Gigolo, because both of the people.
I saw that one. It's okay.
Most of the people that are involved in a relationship are from the hood. And this particular man goes around from house to house, from woman to woman, because he's been in a situation where that he's gotten used to it. And this particular lady that he's involved with at this particular time is telling him he's too old to be doing stuff like that, that he needs to settle down, get a job, and try to stop using his genitalia for a price, instead of, you know, because he's talented and he has a lot of stuff going for him, but he just continues to use women instead of using his talent, and she's trying to get him to use his talent instead of using women for his livelihood.
It's
really funny, but it's really telling the truth, and it's basically saying if a man don't work, he don't eat.
Well, I can tell you that I see several people that's particularly, I know my niece that's on Facebook, she has a word for a guy that won't work and won't eat. I mean, won't work, he ain't gonna eat. But she had a word, she'll probably text it to me and let me know exactly. I know what it is. I won't shout it out. But I was reading because, I just read it because that happened in our community. It happened in relationships. And we got to understand, Nicole just put it in writing, something we know it happened, but we sometimes back up and don't want to see it, but get her book. You get a chance to read all about these various type of experience and her thought process. So we want to make sure you do that. That's what we're all about, getting the word out, making sure this vessel provides you an opportunity to do that. All right, Nicole, guess what we're going to kind of end this up, because what I do always let everybody know, those individuals that's joining. We got a few people on Facebook that's joining. I want to give them a shout out as well. But to close it out, I want you to kind of give the contact information for individuals to make contact with you so you can start the process, or they can start the process of purchasing an old book. I'm challenging everybody on Facebook, check it out, and I want you to get a book. You just let them, just let me know you had an opportunity to get a book from Nicole. Nicole, will you give that contact information?
Yes, I'm on Facebook. Nicole Sharon Brown, and I also have a fan page called Outstanding Author and Poet Nicole Les Brown. You can reach me there. I have a website that you can reach me at. It's author nicolelesbrown.yolasite.com, And I'm also on Twitter, Nikki Secret, N-I-K-K, capital N-I-K-K-F, capital S-E-C-R-E-T. I'm also on Instagram, author Nicole S. Brown. And I'm on Pinterest, but I don't use it a lot, but I use the Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter a lot.
Awesome. And what we're going to do, we're going to make sure we post that on the Smith Way page, which is Dr. L. D. Alberto Smith page, as well as Twitter. Twitter, I have 5 accounts. Instagram, I have 7 accounts. So I want to get the word out. So we're going to make it. She's going to make sure we have all the information, we get it out, as well as the books that, you know, they're listed. So, you know, whatever interest you have, you can make contact with her to make sure we can get those books out in the community. Nicole, it was awesome having you on the show, and I do appreciate you taking time to be on the show. And we want to partner with you to make sure we get the word out, get your books out in the community, with that among our listeners, among our 16 countries of listeners. We want to make sure all our Facebook, we're going to make sure we do that. Anything else you want to leave with us before we get ready to close this out?
Yes, I want to tell the rest of my titles. I only told you one other. I have Trials of a Northeast Louisiana Child, All About Slime, The Refusal to Return to Slime, The School of Hard Knocks, More School Days, Holidays, and All Days to Lie Between, School Days, Holidays, and All Days to Lie Between, God's Calling You to Live a Life That's True. And I really enjoyed being on the show as well, and I hope that everyone has a happy holiday that's coming up.
Awesome. Nicole, and we really appreciate you being on the show. Like I said, we're going to partner to make sure we get everything out and all of the you know, and I know I'm pulling information off. I'm trying to share it as much as I can, but we're going to make sure we get everything along with definite connection and contact information so all the listeners can make sure, and as well as the ones watching that's joining us can have that information so they can purchase the book. I want you to make sure you purchase one of these books, whatever your choice, whatever you're comfortable with, from Nicole S. Brown, check her out. And the one we were sharing thoughts tonight about, well, who do you love? You might want to talk. I want to ask about that and get that one in the lead. And we're going to come back, and Nicole, what we're going to do, one of our topics we're going to talk about probably next week or 2 weeks from now is who do you love. And we're going to talk about that, and your expertise is much needed, sharing thoughts about that. And we do, again, appreciate you being a part of this show tonight.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. That's my sister, Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. So proud of her. Thank you, Nicole, so much. So much. All right, I want to take this opportunity to give a shout-out to those individuals that's joined us on Facebook. And I'm so glad you're taking time to do this, and I will run it again as a watch party, so we'll have other individuals get a chance to view it as well. So we'll just make sure we keep it running. We'll post it through Blog Talk Radio, Google Plus, and all of that. All right, we'll start off with and matter of fact, tonight I had 2 Facebook running at the same time. So we have Tasima Sunshine Jackson. Thank you so much. Lisa Maria Smith Sherrod. And also we have Shanita Arrington Mitchell, as well as Faye Tretwell Smith. Then we have Allie Lewis, Sierra Washington. Jennifer Elwood was a biological sister. Thank you, sis, for supporting. Tamika Nicole, thank you so much. Carol Davis, a good friend of mine. Thank you, Carol. Kalisa Bogdan. Beverly Lachey Johnson, one of my former students down at McKinsey. Thank you, Beverly, for joining us. Tiffany Davis, my niece. Thank you, Tiffany, for joining us. That's why I said I had the word about person that won't work. He ain't gonna eat. Tamika R. McGill, which is a sister of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you, Tamika, so much for joining us. Shanita, again, Aronson Mitchell. Also, Nicole posted her information right there, so you can see it on Facebook. You know, we have author Nicole Brown. Okay, you have that, and you also see posted other information. Thank you so much. You had an awesome night, and this is information. We want you to make sure you get one of these books. We're going to make sure we get books. We're going to get, especially Who Do You Love? Nicole, I can tell you now, we're going to get 10 of them. I'm telling you, we're getting 10 of them from Smithway Productions that we're going to make sure we have available for those individuals that comes on our show. We'll make sure they get a copy, okay? We're going to get it out. We're going to make sure we get it out. All right, Nicole?
Thank you.
You are welcome. So we will be in contact. But her information is on Facebook. You can see it. She posted on there in comment section. So we do appreciate it. Also, we're not going to have another show the rest of the week. We're going to enjoy Thanksgiving. We're going to have a pleasant and a truly, we're praying for a blessed time. We want you to make sure, spend time with your family. Family is the key. Take advantage of that. Love on them. You know, take care of them, because that's what it's all about, is love. That's always sharing with your family during this season of giving. And then we will come back next week on Monday with Talking Real to You. I host that show at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And we'll have a person that was on 2 weeks ago, because she wanted to come back and talk more about dealing with mental illness, and that's Lisa Levang, and she'll be with us again on December 2nd, and then we'll have our Wednesday show, which is Talking Sports Plus at 7 o'clock, which is a preview show, and our regular show prime time is at 8 o'clock, and these Central Standard Time, and you push it back 1 hour with Eastern Standard Time, and we'll be talking about historical black colleges and universities. And then we'll come back with Thursday, which will be our new show. We have a new show that's coming called The Love Cafe. I'm sorry, The Love Cafe. And that's the L, the O, the V, E, Cafe. So we're going to be coming back with a new show on the first and third Thursday. So we'll have that. So we look forward to you being a part of it. And then on Friday, we'll have Balling with the Doc. I didn't give you the time on a Thursday night show. The Thursday night show will be 7 o'clock. And then on Friday, we have our 2:30 show, Balling with the Doc. So we have an awesome time planned coming in December. And the new year, we have several things planned. We have several tours set up. So we're going to be doing some things in 2020. So we're going to make it do what it do. And we really appreciate each and every one of you all that's joining us. And we look forward to you joining us on Monday. We talk about mental health awareness and some things you can do after the situation of school shootings and things like. We didn't go into in-depth last time, but we will on the 2nd of December at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Again, it's been awesome. I do appreciate everybody. I'm going to give a few people waves on Facebook. We do appreciate you joining us. We do look forward. So, as we close it out, I always say my hashtag, and I'm gonna take it up another level when I get ready to close this show music wise. You know, I don't own the rights to the music, but we're gonna make sure we have a little beat. We're gonna bounce around a little bit, and it's okay. And my hashtag is keep on grinding. That's what I ask you to do. No matter what's going on, you can't give up. Cole mentioned that. Don't give up. Because it's going to be some challenging time in all of our life, but we got to keep on grinding. Just like Nike said, we'll take the slogan. We don't own the rights to it. Just do it. And don't give up. The next hashtag is communicate for understanding. It's so important that we take time to communicate for understanding, not to understand. When we're communicating for understanding, that means you're listening to me, and I'm listening to you. So that is awesome. We had a super time tonight. So as I stroll through my playlist, I'm trying to get to the area that I want to make sure we have and have a awesome time with it. And I'm just moving so fast. I think I passed it already, but we'll go back. We'll go back because, you know, I have to tell you something before we leave because I want you to have an awesome holiday. I want you to have an awesome time, you know. So let's get ready to close this out, and we're going to do it in this way right here. As I tell everybody as I close my shows out, you know, your time might be tough, but you have to know and keep in mind. If nobody else tell you that, tell you this, I will tell you this. I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it. So have an awesome night, and we will see you on Monday and talk with you on Monday. Because I have a couple people that joining me late. We had Richard Ely. Thank you so much for joining us. Ty Williams is joining us now. And Lisa Farrell, thank you. Tanya B. Daniel also joining us. Thank you so much. And we're closing it out, but check us out on Monday, Talking Real to You. And we're going to have an awesome show again. We'll have Lisa, who's taking us out. She'll be back again. Levine will be with us on Monday, December the 2nd at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Have an awesome holiday.